Chad Olsen Show. The Chad Olsen Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. S-O-S. Find today's episode and previous editions of the Chad Olsen Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsenShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsenShow.com. Log on now.
Is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me.
The Chad Olsen Show. Chad Olsen Show.
Is there anyone at home? Come on, come on now. I hear you feeling down. Well, I can ease your pain and get you on your feet again.
Well, as we close things out for this hour, there's... And I don't know how so many so badly misread the tea leaves and the tells of what was happening. It's never been Kamala Harris whose job is in jeopardy. It is Joe Biden who is being prepared to be moved out of the Oval Office. Kamala Harris, or possibly maybe they leapfrog Kamala with Pete Buttigieg. But this, everything that we're watching, it's not a shakeup that's aimed and intended to remove Kamala Harris from the. From the ticket. There's been talk, and somebody had told me, and I've heard from inside sources that Hillary Clinton is desperate to try to wrangle herself into either the number one or number two spot on the ticket and make another run in 2024. That is what is behind the scenes, and that's part of what's behind this public relations smear campaign against Kamala Harris. Not that she's ever been popular, one of the least popular candidates, certainly the least popular ever to be a vice president of the United States. But part of the push that you're seeing on the part of the media is Hillary Clinton is staging a back room thrust to try to get herself onto the ticket. She wants to either be vice president. If she can get the top place on the ticket, she'll take that as well. But they'd have to make her vice president first. And that's the push that you're seeing behind the scenes, because she's desperate, still desperate to get herself into the dictatorship of the United States. She feels like she was destined for it. She was robbed of it in 2016. And as I said, she missed her opportunity in her window back in 2004. 2004, if she'd run instead of John Kerry, there would have never been a second term for George W. Bush. But that's neither here nor there. Find the podcast, www.chadolsenshow.com. This is the SOS Radio Network.
The Chad Olsen Show.